So he's not even got many options, and he just stuck it, took it from his right foot on his left foot, and unstoppable. As soon as he hit it, he thought, it doesn't matter what the keeper does here.
Fantastic. Two fantastic goals from Celtic, first and the third. Second one was a bit scrappy, but yeah,
a bit scrappy.
It was a bit scrappy.
Come on.
What would you describe it as then?
Trundler, like a lucky.
Well, was it a bit scrappy then? What's the difference?
Well, let's hear from the goal scoring hero, Mark Wilson.
Well, I'm enjoying my football now as much as I did back then. When I came here, you know, all my injury concerns and things, you know, really takes a shine away if you're playing for Celtic and you're out there struggling, so you're not really enjoying much football at the time. But now I'm really back to enjoying it and loving coming into training and things like that, so it's great.
Andy, this is a man who's come back to form at this season, and it's good to see him back after quite a few years of injury at Celtic.
He's been outstanding. I've always been a fan of Mark Wilson from his days at Dundee United, and when he signed for Celtic I was pleased with that. And he's been unlucky, as you say, with injuries and what have you. But no, he's really come into a game this season. He's been outstanding at the right full-back position. And he's had a good understanding with Scott Brown in front of him. And the two of them have had their best seasons for Celtic, I would say, both of them. And Celtic have now got this Adam Matthews boy from Cardiff, who I think be pushing Wilson all the way next season. But as it stands, Mark Wilson is a stick-on, one of the first names in the team sheet, in my opinion. He's been absolutely brilliant this season for Celtic.